I swear I flipped around radio stations and I've heard this song playing on different stations, like at the same time.
You've been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up.
The song's called Attention and it's been everywhere for months now, and today the full album comes out. The singer is Charlie Puth, and I think the best way to describe him is do-it-yourself musician. As a kid in New Jersey, he taught himself how to produce music in his bedroom. Now he's 26, but still pretty much that kid. I mean, he's writing, he's recording, and producing songs in his room. The room just happens to be in his own mansion in Beverly Hills, and the hits are massive.
So this is where the magic happens.
Yes. I'm so used to doing everything myself. It would be kind of pointless for me to hire an engineer because I would just continuously just push them out of the way. My greatest tool is my wireless keyboard and my little mouse here.
And also his smartphone. When inspiration strikes, Charlie will sing little fragments of melodies into the phone. It's why he's called his new album Voice Notes. Charlie uploads those sounds into his computer, and that's where he starts building a song.
So I'm actually looking at like wave files that have built one of the biggest pop songs in
Yes.
the radio right now. Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Just double checking.
Yeah. That makes me feel really good. Oh yeah, here it is, beatboxing.
But this is recorded in your iPhone somewhere.
This is recorded in the iPhone. And then, you know, later in when I'm in a studio, I'll take my famous shaker, kind of layer it, and it already sounds like a vibe. And this guitar here. And then once I had that, I've made this kick here, which is just knocking. And it already see what it did just there. It just yeah. made your head move
yeah,
just a little
totally
bit.
Totally did.
And then you put it together. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hit the
front of me with someone new. Yeah, you. Now you should know that Charlie Puth has a superpower. It's perfect pitch.
He hears music in sounds that to the rest of us are just ordinary.
I'm hearing the note of that drill next door. It's a B. And
wait, you're hearing the drill from the construction site next door?
Yeah. I think they're power drilling something. Yeah, I get distracted by sounds a lot.
There's a story of you in church at 11 years old when you realized that you had this talent.
Yeah.
What happened?
The organist was sick, or I think just drank too much.
Okay.
They ended up firing him years later. It was really awkward.
And you're 11 years old.
Mid-2000s.
Right.
And we had this song. I've never been able to find the song, but it went, we are grateful for our blessings, for our blessings great and small. And I just played that song, and they were like, you might as well play, do you know the mass and 45 minutes worth of music? And my feet couldn't even reach the pedal boards, but I played Christmas masses, like all from memory. It's because every Sunday I would go to church and hear the same songs over and over.
So if your brain works this way and you're trained on piano, you could almost hear anything and then just play it. I mean, that's the...
Yeah, like when I was like five, I would hear... Do do down do be do down down, breaking up his heart. Do do, but in the key of B major, which is how Neil Sedaka sang it. Don't take your love.
When he was a teenager, Charlie Puth built a huge following on YouTube. He would do jazzy covers of pop songs. He later studied jazz at conservatory, and he loves working it into the stuff he does today.
On How Long, the pre-course and How Long. She said, boy, tell me honestly, was it really just for show? This chord, whatever it's called. It's like a Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett chord. But it's in a pop song. Baby, I just gotta know. How long has this been going on? You've been creeping around on me while you're calling me.
Honestly, as you sit here with this young man, as he's messing around with his sound equipment, it's so easy to forget the scale of what he is producing. His first hit, See You Again, was featured in one of the Fast and Furious movies, and it spent 12 weeks at number one. The video has been streamed more than 3.5 billion times.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
This guy does not come across as someone who relishes attention.
The fame is fun at times. there are paparazzi and people who are literally just chasing me to make money for themselves. Like, what is it, like $500 a picture? Maybe it's probably $100 for me. But I don't know what the hell's so interesting about me getting coffee. I'm a private person. I like being recognized for my work today, but I don't like being recognized for things that have nothing to do with what I'm showing you right now.
Have your friends stuck with you, even as you've become this big?
Some. Most haven't. And sometimes the ones that I grew up with, they'll, when they haven't seen me in a long time, when I go back to New Jersey, it's weird. They'll treat me different. They'll think that everything that I'm saying is like gold or something. And after a while, they start to remember who I am and who they went to school with, and they stop that. And now I just tell them, like, listen, you don't have to treat me like I'm some prophet or something. I'm just your buddy who would go to Taco Bell with you at the gas station. So,
how hard has that been?
It's been tricky. This is turning into a therapy session all of a sudden. It's been tricky. But the great thing is that the real friends have come to the surface. So I have a really, really strong friend group. And that's why I live with my brother and sister, and my family's close to me, because they'll never treat me different.
Does the song The Way I Am on this album speak to that?
Yeah, that song is the first song that I wrote completely about myself. Maybe I'ma get a little anxious. Maybe I'ma get a little shy. Cause everybody's trying to be famous. And I'm just trying to find a place to hide.
And that place to hide for Charlie Puth is this cluttered den where he seems really content.
Do you like this part of it more than actually, like, performing live?
Yeah. I think I like this 10% more. Just because there's nothing more exciting than the process. And I love making little sounds like and putting them into the song and my little snaps. That's fun to me.
Charlie, you're a pleasure to talk to.
Well, thank you. But that's just the way I am. That's just the way I am. That's just the way I
am. Hanging out there with Charlie Puth, his new album is called Voice Notes.